November 15, 1916, the soul forms her paradise on earth. I was lamenting to my sweet Jesus that he no longer loved me as before, and he, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, not loving one who loves me is impossible for me. Rather, I feel so drawn toward her, that at the littlest act of love she does for me, I respond with triple love, and I place a divine vein in her heart, which administers to her divine science, divine sanctity and virtue. And the more the soul loves me, the more this divine vein rises, and watering all the powers of the soul, it diffuses for the good of the other creatures. I have placed this vein in you, and when you lack my presence and do not hear my voice, this vein will make up for everything, and will be voice for you and for the other creatures." Another day, I was fusing all of myself, as usual, in the will of Blessed Jesus, and he said to me, "My daughter, the more you fuse yourself in me, the more I fuse myself in you. So, it is on earth that the soul forms her paradise. According to how much she fills herself with holy thoughts, with holy affections, desires, words, works and steps, so does she keep forming her paradise. To one more holy thought or word, one more contentment will correspond, and many varieties of beauty, of contentments, of glory, for as much more good as she has done. What will the surprise of this soul be when, once the prison of her body is broken, immediately she will find herself in the sea of as many pleasures and happinesses, as much light and beauty, for as much more good as she has done, be it even a thought.